us to the stage, please.
Welcome back to our podcast.
This is the first episode in our new mini series where we'll be diving deeper into some of the topics we discuss in the episodes, playing some fun games, and also talking about hot topics in the theatre industry.
Yes.
Now, as it is currently offer holder season and interview season, we thought we'd make our first mini episode about choosing the right university course for you.
Yes. I think you'll start us off, right?
Yes, I'll start as well. So I know for me, I was uncertain about whether I'd pick the right course even until the moment I'd got here. So
stressful.
I feel like you can never be 100% certain. It's probably the number one tip I'll get. Yeah, there might always be doubt regardless of whether you're 100% into that, but that is okay because going to university is almost more than the course. It's like
it's
a whole
overall
step in your life. So you'll never, well, at least I didn't feel like 100% like, oh my gosh, I've definitely made the right decision.
I feel like I was more certain, but I also think it's because like I had to be sure to move to the other side of the world, you know, to like do something that I've never really done before. And yeah, so for me, I'll explain it more in a bit, but I was quite certain.
Okay, that's nice. That's great. Yeah. I feel like, again, part of it for me was like this weird imposter syndrome. Hopefully no one else has ever go through this again, but because I was the COVID year, I hadn't done exams. So it was the like, did I deserve to get in?
Right.
Would I have got these grades? Should I be here? Am I qualified enough? There was definitely a part of that coming into. And even without COVID, you might still be thinking that. Because I hadn't studied theatre educationally. I'd only done it extracurricularly. And there might be some of you like that who were thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't actually studied it. Like, am I going to be behind?
Is everyone else going to be better than me?
No, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly felt some of those feelings. Maybe not necessarily imposter syndrome, but just feeling, oh, you know, maybe people who have studied it for a long time in a formal way would be so much better than me, and then I wouldn't really know how to contribute. That's not really the case, especially with first year, because you're doing the core modules and everyone's trying to get to the same place, so you'll be fine. I promise.
Yeah, so for you, what about the course or like theatre made you 100% certain coming here?
For me, it was like looking into the future 5-10 years and knowing that this is what I wanted to do in my life. It was beyond just like, oh, this is a 3-year, you know, bachelor's course that I wanted. I think if it was just like, oh, should I do this course? Like, it might have been harder for me to commit. But because I knew I wanted to get to a certain place in my career down the line, I was like, this is the first stepping stone. And that made me more sure.
That's so nice. I feel like I realize more and more that we are very much opposites in so many ways. Because I feel like my next point I wanted to touch on was the idea that what's right for you constantly changes, at least for me. I'm constantly changing like what career I want to do or careers I want to pursue or like what skills I want to have or feel like I need to have. And I feel like that might also be another thing when choosing your course. Like you can't have everything on one course.
No,
so to an extent, you do have to look elsewhere. But yeah, I think I'd say always the opposite. Like, don't think too much. Like, if you don't know, that's also okay in terms of, like, future down the line.
Yeah.
I
mean, I agree with that too, but I think it depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah,
like, if you're like me, it really helps to go, this is where I want to be in the future, and this is what I'm going to do to get there. But if you're, like, I completely understand the feeling of, like, everything's changing, because what I thought would happen exactly was obviously different, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I'm thankful for the things that didn't go the way I thought they would go, because, you know, they, as cheesy as it sounds, like, it has led me here and it's taught me so much. So I think you have to have a mixture of both.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, not even have to, but I think it's understandable to have both emotions.
So, like, think about the future and, like, think about where it could take you. But also, you can also think about your course as a starting point to your future.
Yeah.
And, like, all are okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you think of, like, any top tips or like one top tip that you would give when choosing? So I put you on the spot here.
When choosing, I think the vibe check is very important. Like, if you can feel comfortable, I think first and foremost with your lecturers, because you can't choose who's going to be on the course with you, and you don't know who's going to be there until it's like your first day of uni. Yeah. So for me, during the applicant day, it was very important to see, like, am I vibing with the people who are going to be teaching me, who are going to be creating the modules? And that helped me decide on Warwick.
I think mine is going to be a bit cringy, but follow your gut. This whole thing
is cringy.
I think mine is literally follow your gut. Because you're like, you always know. Like, even if you're deciding between two things, part of you always has an inkling as to what direction.
And your
gut
is usually always right. Because I remember in high school, whenever I was like, ooh, that's the answer to the question, and then I didn't do it because I'm like, ooh, that was my first instinct. Then it became wrong. My instinct was right.
Trust your gut always. Like, I had to trust my gut a lot deciding to come here, and I don't regret it. Like, at all.
Like, okay, I know you said one, but also another thing for me is just like, you want to be super passionate about it. And when I say that, I mean, you have to be like excited to talk about it, because I can't stop talking about my course or like theater or this industry to my parents, to my family and friends. Okay, they might be tired of it, but then that shows that I constantly think about it and I really do care about it. And I think that's one of the first things you'll notice about something you are willing to put lots of effort into.
Yeah, for sure. And that also shows in your interview as well. Like, anyone listening, watching, it still has to do their interview. That's another top tip. Like, passion is what matters. Being passionate. Because you have to spend 3 years doing this at the end of the day, so you might as well love it.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening to the first mini.
Exactly. I hope this is exciting. Just some shorter content about more specific topics. Yeah. And we'd like to hear any, like, your thoughts on anything you'd like to know our perspective on or whatever.
For sure. Yeah. I'll see you in the next episode.
See you. Bye.